Kyoto News English World。
はい、みなさんこんにちは。こちらは共同通信英文記者のポッドキャストです。英文記者は国内外で起きている出来事について取材して、オリジナルの英文記事を発信したり、日本語のニュースを英語に翻訳したりしています。共同通信の英語の記事をテーマに、いろんな国から集まる仲間たちと英語と日本語を交えて楽しくディスカッションしていけたらと思っています。今日は3人の記者でお届けします。私は山口祐樹と申します。最近まで日本語の部署にいて、英文記者の部署に移動してきました。よろしくお願いいたします。
Hello everyone, my name is Toma. I've been at Kyoto News for 5 to 6 years now. I am known as a massive bookworm, and I am currently about to start The City We Became by N.K. Jemisin. よろしくお願いします。
Hi there, my name is Peter Mashita. I'm a staff writer at Kyoto News. I've been here for about 2 years. Thank you.
はい、ありがとうございます。今日のテーマとなる記事なんですけれども、トマさん、どういうタイトルの記事でしょうか？
Japan's Nikkei Stock Index closes at all-time high.
はい、日経平均株価の終値が史上最高値で取引を終えたという記事ですね。それでは本文を少し読んでいただけますか？
The Nikkei Stock Index closed at an all-time high Thursday, breaking the previous record set more than 30 years ago, as expectations grew for another year of record profits and Japan's return to steady growth. The 225 issue Nikkei Stock Average ended at 39,098.68, topping the previous closing high marked in December 1989, when Japan was experiencing an asset price bubble.
はい、どうもありがとうございます。なんと34年ぶりに最高値を更新したということで、34年前ちょうどバブル期の真っ只中でしたから、かなりのその長い時間を経て、ようやく最高値を更新することができたという記事ですね。トマさん、当日は東京証券取引所の株とクラブというマスコミが常駐している記者クラブがあるんですけれども、そちらにいらっしゃったんですよね。
Yes, it was my week to cover the markets then. And from the beginning of the week, there was quite tense. And I think everyone knew that the Nikkei index was going to hit a record high sometime that week. And on Thursday, as soon as I got in, there were so many journalists. It was very tense. It was kind of like ざわついてた just from 8 a.m. when I got in. Yeah.
なるほどですね。その日にやっぱり超えるということが、期待が高まっていたということで、今年に入ってからも株価がかなり上がっていましたから、mm-hmm. 株とクラブの担当記者の方々は皆さん結構緊張してたんじゃないかなと思います。
yes, definitely.
ピーターさん、株価がこれほどまでにその上がった要因っていうのはどういうところにあるんでしょうか？ピーターさんもマーケットを担当されていて、詳細なその分析記事を書かれていたと思いますけれども、mm-hmm.
I think you can break it down into long-term, medium-term, and short-term reasons why the market rose in the way that it did after 34 years. Mm. I suppose in the first instance, if we look at the long-term, there's been a large cultural shift on Japanese markets in the last few years, particularly JPX, the Japan Stock Exchange, has been pushing companies to make their offering more attractive to investors. One of the ways that they've been doing this, especially from the start of this year,is the publication of a list of companies that are making efforts to buy back stocks and do other things to, mm-hmm. To improve their offering. And they publish this list, which is going to be updated regularly.
なるほどですね。そこはでも面白いですよね。今まではあまり株主に対する、還元策であるとか、そういったところっていうのはどうしてもその二の次にされていた雰囲気があると思うんですけども、そうじゃなくて、例えばその自社株買いであったり、株主へのそのリターンというところを重視するようにということで、東証もすごく働きかけを強めていたということなんですね。
Yeah, well, some of the analysts who I spoke to about this pointed to the example of Mitsubishi Corp, the trading company, as one example where their early February plan to buy back about 10% of their shares basically brought their stock to all-time highs early this year. And analysts who I spoke to who have been working in the markets both in 1989, when the market was at its all-time high, and now at its new all-time high, have commented on just the same. Of course, it was an asset price bubble, and so stocks were deeply overvalued back in the day. But also, there's a sense that the market is much more open now, whereas before it was a sort of otokuisan market and that kind of thing.
要するに、まあ、一般の人たちがもっとその投資するようになったということで、それよりね、あの間口が広がって、昔はその、あの、まあ、証券会社を定期的にその利用している人とか、あとその機関投資家とか、まあ、そういった人たちだけのその、うん、あの、クローズドな、ま、マーケットというか、あの、
yeah.
そんな雰囲気があったっていうことなんですかね。
Yeah, and we can see the difference now in the data that comes out about foreign investors as well.So we know that, foreign trading is very high now. Foreign investor trading is very high on the market now. And in the first monthly period for 2024, that's, running from the 4th of January, which is the first day of trading, to the 2nd of February, foreign investors were responsible for 66.2% of the, balance on the market, which is a huge amount.
Mm.
And that exceeded 2 trillion yen, which is apparently, for a monthly period, that is the seventh highest amount that foreign investors have spent since records began around 40 years ago.
なるほどですね。やっぱり外国からの投資もそれだけ増えてるということなんですね。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's I think obviously with China's economy slowing down as well, there's a lot of investors are said to be moving their funds out of China and into Japan.To have a foothold in Asia somewhere where they can spend their money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also coming together to create this, some of the analysts I spoke to said that essentially everything that could go right has gone right at the start of this year to allow stocks to reach to this point that they have. Mm-hmm. Well, that, I would say that those are the long and maybe the medium term changes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Tomo, you were there on the day. What would you say when we have to write these stocks articles and we've got to give one reason perhaps why things happen?What would you say was the big reason on February 22nd?
It was the NVIDIA earnings, which is a major U.S. Semiconductor company that, you know, since the beginning of January, I think the stock prices have risen like 40%, and a lot of people have high expectations for this company. And the earnings was going to come out on Wednesday, the U.S. time. And...You know, although there were concerns that, you know, if the earnings results were yosō dōri, the markets would go down, it obviously wasn't. It massively exceeded expectations, which is saying something. And although in the morning the markets didn't surge, in the afternoon it went even higher as, you know, U.S. stock futures kind of saw the NVIDIA earnings and...just kept on getting higher and higher. Mm. And so the Nikkei also tracked that.、
Mm.
Yeah.
なるほどですね。やっぱり、そこのやっぱり前日の、あの NVIDIA の決算っていうところも一つの、あの、まあ、キーワードということなんですね。あの、まあ、あの生成 AI の、 あのブームの中で、その NVIDIA の作るあの GPU という、まあ、半導体の需要が急速に高まっているということで、まさに最高値をつけるその前日の決算発表で、マーケットの予想を超えるようなあの利益水準を公表したということで、かなりそこで期待が高まって、で、なんででもそこがあの波及するんですか、その日本株に影響するんですかね。
Well, the reason that has an effect on the Japanese markets is because semiconductor-related firms have a particularly high weight on the Nikkei 225 average. So we're thinking about companies like Tokyo Electron, which manufactures machines to make semiconductors, and then Advantest.Which also creates testing products. And then we have other companies as well, like Hoya and Screen Holdings and others like that. But that means that even if the rest of the market isn't really doing that well, you can have a situation where it drags everything up. So in that sense, once the NVIDIA results came in and they were above expectations, you knew at that point.That it was gonna rise like that.
なるほどですね。まあ、セクターとして、あの、まあ、連動しているということなんですね。その、まあ、業界の、あの、まあ、先行きといいますか、その、半導体のその需要が増えることで、その、半導体の産業を支える会社のその、業績も良くなっていくことが予想されるということで、あの、まあ、日本の、あの、まあ、代表的な半導体銘柄である、あの、東京エレクトロンであるとか、あの、アドバンテストであるとか、まあ、そういったところの株価も、あの、かなり、あの、恩恵を受けたということなんですかね。
And that really differs from...You've written an article about this recently as well, right? About the differences in the bourse compared to in 1989 and the kind of companies that are...
そうですね。私も、あの、まあ、今回のその最高値更新に、あの、合わせて、あの、一つ記事を、あの、書いたんですけど、まあ、34年前とのその時価総額、の、あの、ランキングですね。企業ランキングのトップ10がかなり変わったという、あの、記事だったんですけれども、 34年前は銀行が大きなウェイトを占めていたんですけれども、うん、まあ、今はトヨタであるとか、あとは、半導体関連のその銘柄ですよね。そのソニーグループとかも、半導体を作ってますし、東京エレクトロンとか、まあ、そういったようなその半導体銘柄、テック銘柄というところが、占める割合が大きくなったということで、これもなんか産業構造の変遷ですね。その34年間の間で、このように変遷したということを示す一つの、材料かなと思いました。
Mm. It's interesting you mentioned Toyota as well, because of course they've benefited hugely from the yen's weakness in the last 2 years.
そうですね。円安は輸出系の企業にとって恩恵だとよく言われますけれども、その海外で稼いだ利益というのがその円換算したときに、利益がかさ上げされて計上されるのでプラスになるということですよね。その直近ですと、そのトヨタですと営業利益がドルに対して1円円安になるごとに営業利益が500億円増える。そうです。Mm. それだけで500億円っていう、wow. それだけでも一つのね、大きな会社なんですけども、mm. そういったような企業業績もやっぱりかなり影響しているということなんですかね。
Yeah, they do say that. Yes, yes, yeah. And let's say that there's a great deal of expectation around Japanese companies' future earnings potential and their current results.、
Mm. そうですね。例えば、まあ、原稿の中にもありますけれども、その、証券会社の SMBC 日興証券が集計した、資料の中には、今期24年3月期の上場企業の純利益が、3年連続で、過去最高をその更新するような見通しだというような、まあ、データも、ありまして、まあ、名実とともに、その実力も伴って、まあ、株価も上がってきているということは言えるんでしょうかね。
Yeah, I think so. But, it's interesting.The part of the excitement also is about whether Japan can escape its deflationary trap, right? And、mm-hmm. whether inflation can rise and wages can track those, and we can get out of this sort of flat cycle that we're in at the moment.、
Mm-hmm.
But whether that will happen or not is probably going to be a big question for stocks going forward.、
Mm-hmm.
Analysts I spoke to said that it might go to 40,000 by the summer.But looking at it right now, it's sort of at 39,000, so that's not too far away, you would think. But it remains to be seen how these Shunto wage negotiations go, and whether major companies and also small and medium companies will raise wages in line with inflation, which has been going up since Russia's invasion of Ukraine started pushing up prices, right?
そうですよね。その、まあ、春闘が、今年の春闘かなり、注目を浴びてますけれども、物価高が、かなり、急激に進行していく中で、大企業の労働組合を中心に、かなり、その歴史的にも、大幅な賃上げ要求を掲げているところが多いですけれども、こういった賃上げの動きっていうところも、海外の投資家の方にとっては注目されているということなんでしょうか。
Yeah, yeah. I think investors are keen to see whether Japan is going to become like other major economies and moving in that way with a healthy inflationary cycle. And that will, once the effects of the weak yen subside, and once the kind of excitement over the current set of financial results has subsided, that will be the next point of attention to prove whether Japanese companies can continue to.Put out these really encouraging earnings reports、mm-hmm. that make investors want to invest、mm-hmm. in corporate Japan.
なるほどですね。まあ、デフレ、まあ、脱却できるかというところの期待がかなり高まっているという、ことみたいですね。Mm-hmm. でもなんか、まあ、一方ででもあんまりなんかその生活実感的にはどうなんですかね。なんかその値上げが結構ね、お店に行くと、お菓子を買おうと思っても結構高くなってたりとか、うん、お惣菜買おうと思っても高くなってたりしますけども、うん、トマさん、なんか生活実感的に景気は上向いているというふうに感じられますか？
Not really. It's sometimes painful to go grocery shopping, and you know, when you get to the till and you see the price, it's kind of you have to hold your breath a little bit because it's a lot more expensive than it used to be compared to a couple of years ago. And also as someone who, you know, it's not grocery shopping, but as someone who buys lots of books, and I often don't take off the price tag. Mm. And so comparing the books to a few years ago to now, it's ridiculous how expensive some of the things have have become.
あ、そうですね。本もやっぱりかなり、ね、値上げされてるんですね。あの、読書家のトマさんにとってはかなり深刻な問題。
Yes, I can't buy as many books anymore. I have to go from my to be read list rather than buying something new.
あ、洋書とかだと円安だからますますなんかすごいんじゃないですか。
Yes. I really have to limit my spending.
あの、こうして、あの、最高値を更新したことで、まあ、かなり、その、あの、メディアの、あの、注目が集まったわけですけれども、まあ、ピーターさんもおっしゃる通り、その、株式市場の話ですけれども、あの、まあ、投資を、あの、経験、あの、する人が、最近のその制度改革によって、あの、増えて、あの、いることで、あの、かなりその、一般の人にとっても、その、身近な話題と、あの、なったように、あの、感じます。その辺は、やっぱり、ピーターさん、その、新ニーサが、あの、関係してるんでしょうかね。
Yeah, so the government from January 1st has revamped its NISA, tax-free stock investment program, which is NISA stands for the Nippon Individual Savings Account program. And now the annual limits on it have been extended so that when previously you could get a 20-year tax-free investment period, it's now indefinite. They've also upped the amounts that you can put in. Previously, when you could put in up to 1.2 million yen, you can now put in up to 3.6 million yen a year. Mm. And part of the aim there from the government of Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is to make more people investors, because Japan is notoriously a country where lots of people keep their money in bank accounts, saving and rotting away as interest eats at the actual value of that. And with interest rates now rising at such a level, people are much more conscious that their money is worth less and less. And this has become one way that people can start to retain the value of their money. So anecdotally, a lot of people I speak to are interested in using the NISA program or are using the NISA program because of those concerns. And it has also been very widely hailed in the financial sector of Japan. But just how much that money actually goes into the Nikkei as opposed to other index funds such as the Dow Jones or the Nasdaq or any other stock exchange is currently unclear. But at the very least, it appears to have created a sentiment towards investment.
Now, ですね。これの、あの、機にその投資を始められた方も、あの、多いのではないかと思いますけれども、これまであまり、あの、海外には、あの、見向きをされて、あの、来なかった、あの、日本株市場というのが、あの、注目を浴びることで、まあ、ますます、あの、株価の話題が、その身近に、あの、なってきたなと、感じました。はい。そろそろ、あの、時間になってきてしまったんですけれども、共同通信では、共同ニュースプラスというサイトで、日本や世界で起きた出来事について、英語のニュースを発信しています。今日ご紹介した記事も掲載されていますので、ぜひ、チェックしてみてください。それでは皆さん、
See you next time!